This is Steve Sherlock with another Franklin Matters radio show. This session shares my conversation with candidate for town clerk, Nancy Dinello. This is one of a series of conversations with candidates for the Franklin election on November 2nd, 2021. I do this to provide Franklin, Mass. Voters with accurate and timely information that they can use to cast an informed vote. Publication of the answers or interview responses does not constitute an endorsement of this or any other candidate. We cover the candidate questions as previously developed in conjunction with the community and shared with the candidates in advance. Five of the questions are general in nature. The sixth is specific to the role of the candidate, in this case, for the town clerk. Our conversation runs about 15 minutes. So let's listen to my interview with Nancy Dinello. Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, WFPR.FM, anywhere on the internet within your browser, or at 102.9. in the local Franklin area FM radio dial. In the studio today for another candidate interview, this time with Town Clerk Nancy Dinello. Nancy, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve. So good to be here with you.
It's good to be here for sure. And we've got an election to prepare, and I appreciate you taking time because you've got other duties to do.
Absolutely. Of course, though, I think it's important to be here. I think it's important for the public to know who their town clerk is.
Absolutely. So for those who may not know, other than you're in the role of town clerk, what's your Franklin story? Tell us a little bit about your background here.
My name is Nancy Dinello, and I am your town clerk. I started my career here in Franklin at the Benjamin Franklin Savings Bank, where I met my husband, George, a Franklinite, whose family has been here since 1910. So a long time, even though I am not a Franklinite, and I never will be because I wasn't born and raised here. My husband is, and my daughter Bianca is as well. She's a fifth generation Dinello living in Franklin. I was fortunate enough, Steve, to stay home and raise my family. And while doing so, I was very involved in my children's education in the Franklin public school system. I volunteered throughout the years as a room parent. I participated in the all-night party, various committees within the school. And it was really important for my husband and I to have our girls active with the town as well. So we all volunteered for the Salvation Army. We stood out there in the cold at Christmas and rang the bells, had a great time, handed out hot chocolate. So it was fun. We supported the food pantry, worked with them, the Santa Foundation, delivering gifts to children, meals as well, the YMCA, various sporting programs throughout the town. My family still continues to this day to be very active in many boards and committees throughout our town. And then in September of 2012, I was ready to get back into the workforce. I was hired by then town administrator Jeff Nutting. My role with the town was in the Zoning Board of Appeals office, and I also did some clerical work in the building department. And then in 2016, I was hired in the town clerk's office. And the knowledge that I brought to the town clerk's office from the building and zoning department, I think assisted greatly in my role as the assistant town clerk. I loved all the different aspects in the clerk's office. I almost felt like I found home outside of my home. I began immediately going through many hours of schooling, all the conferences and seminars. I was devoted to learning all that I could from the best of the best, and there are really some really good town clerks out there. And it was an honor to work and study with these ladies and gentlemen as well. You know, it's important to us to be a certified municipal clerk. And I think it's important for the townspeople to have someone in the office who is certified and who does know what they're doing on a day-to-day basis. So that's what I did. I became a CMC, a certified municipal clerk. And in addition to being a certified municipal clerk, I am also a certified elections administrator, a registrar, justice of the peace, notary public, and I was also commissioned by the Secretary of State to be commissioner to qualify. And what that means, Steve, is that I can give the oath to notary publics, justice of the peace, so they don't have to go into Boston or find someone else outside of the community to swear them in. Mm-hmm. So fast forward to September 2020. I was promoted by the town council and the town administrator to acting town clerk. With the support of the Secretary of State's office as well. And my team and I were entrusted with the managing one of the most important and controversial elections in the nation's history. My experience, training, and my hard work resulted in a successful election. I had a lot of help from my staff, the different departments within the town hall. Jamie Helen was an enormous help as well. The police chief, as well as DPW facilities, everyone pitched in. Mm-hmm. And I think it was a success. And when Frank Falvey says it's a success, it's a success.
True enough.
Right.
Yes. It certainly is a team effort to pull off however many people came through the actual day of. And if I recall, we were high 80s%. It was by numbers the total largest number of volume. But by percent, actually, I think a few years before, we were just a little bit more percent turnout than last year. But now it's going to be a whole new year just for a local election, but with the twist of having the vote by mail and early voting available for a local election. That's the first time that's happened, so that'll be interesting to see.
Absolutely. As everyone knows, the Secretary of State extended the vote by mail option to December 15th. So that gives us the option of sending out vote by mail ballots. In all, Steve, a vote by mail or an application is, it's just absentee voting without a reason.
Right.
So whereas if you would absentee vote, you would need a reason, whether it be you're out of town, you're ill, your religious beliefs. You don't need that reason anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to let people know that, you know, there's a lot of questions out there with vote by mail. So you just can't call me or email me and say, I want a ballot. Doesn't happen like that.
Yeah.
So they have to complete a vote by mail application.
Mm-hmm.
They have to sign that application. And we verify that signature against their voter registration.
Right.
So
you create the paper trail.
100.
You're only sending ballots to the applications who have legitimately applied for, had their vote application certified, signature certified, and then they can get the actual ballot when it's ready.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And then you have a similar process, I'm assuming, but it's getting a little bit ahead of ourselves. At least when the ballots come back, you have to check, validate, yada, yada, yada.
Correct.
To do that.
And it's very important to make sure you sign that yellow envelope that you're putting your ballot in, because if you don't sign that envelope, there's no way of me checking your signature. And we do. We check the signature,
mm-hmm.
Again, based on your registration card. And if the envelope isn't signed, your vote is not valid. So please, just, it's important when you return that envelope with your ballot in it, make sure you sign your ballot, put your address on it. And if it's not signed, I'll know who to call with the address.
To make the correction.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Good. So moving while we're into elections, that gives us a good segue into the second question that all the candidates get. And for those listening, you've probably heard this a couple of times, so bear with me as we go through it again with Nancy.
Of course.
But participating in elections certainly is one of the key freedoms for American life, and voting is one of the primary responsibilities of citizens. While a law does not require citizens to vote, voting is an important part of any democracy. So what can you tell us about your own voting record? And if you've not been an active voter, please tell us why. And the real question there is, you know, how important is it that we should elect people who are active participants in the election process?
Yes, Steve, I do think it's important to have a good voter history. And I know that my voting history is very good. I do know that I did miss a couple of elections when my children were younger. It was difficult to get out of the house. I think my husband was traveling and I was home with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, but my voter history is very good. And I think it's important for a candidate to have voted in local elections. A lot of people don't turn out for local elections. I don't know why. I mean, it's just as important as national elections, state elections, to go out and vote for your local representatives. They're representing you.
So segueing into the third of the five standard questions, if you will, have you, and more into the public health space, so I know it's a little bit out of your realm, but all the candidates get this. Have you been vaccinated for COVID-19? Or do you think there should be a mask mandate if required in Franklin? But really, the key question is, what measures should government take to protect the public from the virus? And how should these efforts be delineated between local, state, and federal governments?
Yes, I am vaccinated. My whole family is vaccinated. I have an elderly mom that I see all the time. And I think it's important for the safety of the seniors. I work with a lot of senior residents in town, and I would never want to pass on anything to them. Do I think it's important? 100%.
So stepping to the fourth question of the standard is, what are the three important actions that you think Franklin would be needed to take to move Franklin forward?
I would say citizen engagement. You know, I think more people need to be involved with what goes on in the town. I know you're at every meeting, and you see me on Zoom. I try to catch most of the meetings as well. Citizen involvement is huge.
What experience or background will help you serve in this role? Or what do you bring to the table that helps set you apart from your competition?
I am qualified, I am certified, and I am experienced. I've managed elections. I've managed a staff of over 100 at elections. I have managed a department with 2 full-time staff, 8 senior tax personnel. I've acted as lead on a successful town software conversion. Successfully implemented the new vote-by-mail state mandate, as well as advanced opening, advanced depositing, process of ballots. Successfully implemented and secured a ballot box within the town clerk's office. I have an impeccable reputation with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and the Secretary of State, Bill Galvin's office. Member of good standing with the Mass Town Clerks Association, New England Town Clerks Association, and the International Clerks Association. I've extensively overhauled the town's code book, street listing book, and town clerk's website to ensure compliance with state regulations and a more user-friendly interface. I have implemented processes within the department which led to cost efficiencies and controls. And I'm really kind of proud of myself for this. I've actually procured $25,000 in grants, which I had never done before, for the town clerk's office. Worked with the Franklin Police and town administrator to secure election rules and logistics for the elections. And I am now working with state regulators on a mandated reprecincting of Franklin in the midst of running an election and in the midst of campaigning for an election. So I've successfully completed the state mandated ethics training. Want me to go on? Because there's more.
I think that may give us a perfect segue into the next question, which for in your case, specifically as town clerk, aside from running an election, which is certainly the most visible work you do, what else is a priority for the town clerk's office? And I think you just started saying a few of those things.
Yes. So the town clerk's office does many, many things on a daily basis. You know, people think it's dogs, it's vitals, it's, you know, marriage intentions. And we also do the hazardous materials, underground storage, being gas tanks, and we keep track of all of those and send out a yearly relicensing. We record all bylaws and resolutions approved by the town council, and we update our code book with all of the bylaws and the resolutions as well. I am just finishing up the annual report, which is, as you know, a report of every department and what's basically gone on throughout the year.
For each fiscal year.
Correct.
And then generally available around the election time period, although sometimes it's been a little later, sometimes just around. And I know prior to COVID, and who knows what the schedule is now, you can perhaps better say, but prior to COVID, the books generally were available, you know, to pick up in the election.
Correct. And I'm hoping, fingers crossed, that they will be at the election. As you know, a lot of companies are very short-staffed. So
Paper shortages, yada, yada, everything.
Yeah. So I'm dealing with that. But again, fingers crossed. I just want to let you know, Steve, and the residents of Franklin, I do take my role as your town clerk very seriously. I took an oath to abide by the state laws of the Commonwealth of Mass. We are in an impartial office whose responsibility is to run elections under the guidelines of the state. We serve exactly 33,261, as of today, residents. Not any particular party, not one party, not another, totally impartial.
So that officially covers all the six questions. Is there something else that you want to add to let the Franklin voters and residents know about you and your candidacy for this election?
Thank you, Steve. I just want to let everybody know that it is important in a town clerk's office to have your town clerk certified, experienced, and qualified. I am all three of those. And I would appreciate your vote on November 2nd. Keep me in your office. Let me do what I've started. Let's keep Franklin moving forward. Thank you.
Thank you for that. We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. And by the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.